Hi, good morning. This is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Hey, Dina, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just reaching out because I see here that you are compliant and ready to start working with James. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go through a schedule with you quickly. So there are 101.5 hours weekly. So if you divide that evenly, that's 14.5 hours a day. Okay. Do you want to work like that?
You said 14.5?
Yeah, 14.5 hours a day.
Yeah, there's a lady that I was talking to earlier. She gave me a call. I can't remember her name right now, but she gave me a call, and she told me that I'll be getting paid weekly, right?
Yes, you'll be getting paid weekly every Friday.
Okay, and you guys have all my info as far as like direct deposit and all that, right?
Yes, we do. I sent you an email before that will give you all the payroll information that you'll need if you ever want to look back. The direct deposit that we have ends in 6891.
Yeah. That's my account. Yeah, I've already downloaded it and logged in on the HCM to go.
Oh, good.
And everything is fine. But my concern is because with the other agency, right, also with Mr. James, I was used to using that HHA exchange for the clock in and clock out. Am I going to be going through the same app with you guys, or how does it work?
Yes, it's the same app, the HHA exchange app.
Okay, and some more, what do I do? Should I just go and log in on normal and do my clock in once I come in?
So the way that it would work is because you already have an account with us, you would need to log into HHA Exchange and then give us the 7-digit mobile ID number. If you want me to do that now.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Can I do that now or no?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you need from me?
Okay, so once you get into the app and you use the email and password that you created.
Okay.
Okay, you should, I believe it's the top, it's three dots in the top right corner. And when you should be able to see a 7-digit.
Should I do that now? Because today, this morning, I logged in with the, you know, with the still linked with the other agency that we were at. What should I do?
So I would call the other agency just to double check that they can pay, because the authorization that was sent did cover today with our agency. So if that's the case, then you would fill out a timesheet for today's shift with us.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure if they can still pay you. You'd have to call them to double check with them.
Okay.
So, but either way, tomorrow you'll start using the app with us. Whether you will or won't get work with us for today.
As far as I know, you told me that I can log in right now on that app to set it up with you guys now, or do I gotta wait until tomorrow?
So you can set it up the app with us now, but you don't need to clock in until tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what do? I log in and then I go on those three dots. Is that what you said?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. What did you say?
You said that once I log in on the app, on the HHA Exchange app, I go on the top right corner on those three dots.
Yes. And then it will give you your mobile ID code. It's a 7-digit code, all numbers. And when we have that code, we can link your account to our agency, and we can add your patient.
Do you want the mobile ID that I see it right here now, or do I got to wait until tomorrow?
You should see it right now.
Okay, so do you want that code?
Yes.
So it's 52.
53, you said?
No, 52.
52.
71.
71.
297.
297.
Yeah, that's what it says. Maybe you can leave, and then that's the mobile ID.
Okay, let me link that now just to make sure everything goes on. Yes, it worked. Yeah, so now you are linked with our agency. It's the same app, same account, but you will see your patient show up when you clock in tomorrow, okay?
Okay, so tomorrow I can just clock in regularly, as I've been doing.
Yes, as you've been doing, the same way. Now, what time are you able to clock in the morning usually?
I get here at 7. I usually get here by 7 something. Usually that's the time that I usually get here, because from my house to the location, it's a good 45 minutes ride.
Okay. Okay, yes, that's fine. If you're a little late or a little earlier, that's okay. If there's any permanent changes in the schedule.
Your name is Dina, right?
Yes, my name is Dina. If there's any permanent changes in the schedule, then you would need to let us know. So if it's 7 a.m., then you'd be clocking out at 9:30 p.m. Okay.
I will be clocking out at 9:30?
Yes, p.m.
Okay.
In the evening, right. Yes.
And, Dina, just another question. Based on these rates that you've been breaking it down for me, right, and bi-weekly, would you be able to calculate and give me approximately after tax of how much am I looking for as far as pay, or you wouldn't be able to do that?
You're asking about the first pay?
Yes.
Okay, so for the first, every week you get paid?
Based on whatever, you know, the rates that you're explaining to me and putting out.
Yeah, so the overtime you're talking about?
I'm talking about overall. How much is it going to be my pay weekly? That's my question.
Oh, how much of your pay are you going to get weekly? So the week period starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday. So for every week, you'll get 14 point. You'll get paid for 7 days. So I can calculate that.
Based on 14.5, right? Hours.
Yes, it's 14.5 hours per day. And if you times it by 7, then before taxes, well, let me figure out.
That's a little bit over 101 hours, then, right? 101
yes,
hours.
Yes, it's 101 hours and 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, that's how much it is weekly. So you can figure that out based off the rate you were given. For the first 40 hours, it's your base pay rate, and any hours worked after that is pay time and a half. Now, this Friday, you won't be seeing the payment because every week you get paid for the previous week that you work. So being that you didn't work last week, but every week following that, you'll see a paycheck on Friday morning.
Okay. And you just won't be able to calculate exactly to give me approximately, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I can calculate the exact amount you'd get per week. Obviously, I'm not sure exactly how much you get taken out for taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just look that up over here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Did you get both my emails?
Huh?
You got both the emails that were sent?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, one is confirming about the direct deposit into my account. Then it has your info down here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it actually gave me another coordinator name, Valeria.
Yes. So Valeria, she's the one who's in charge of the payroll. So I'm just in charge of activating cases. I set cases up, but she'll be every week she'll be checking to make sure you clocked in and out correctly.
Yeah, so so you're saying as far as my first check, it won't be this Friday, but the following.
Yes, the following Friday you'll get paid for any day's work this week.
Okay.
Okay, so the overtime rate is $18.75. So for the first 40 hours, it'll be $500, and for the remaining 61.5 hours, it'll be $403. Wait, hold on. That doesn't sound right. One second.
No, it does not.
No, it should be more. Not. Yeah.
It doesn't add up at all.
No, that doesn't. Give me one moment. Okay, yes. So for the remaining 61 hours, it'll be
$1,153. $1,153. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Plus, and
The other one for the regular 40 hours, how much was?
And for the first 40 hours, it'll still be 500. So it'll round up to about 1600, a little more, a little less.
1653.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And that is before taxes?
That's before taxes. That's your net, your gross income. your net income, okay, you'll be able to see on your first pay stub. It'll show you a breakdown of where your taxes went.
Yeah, like then it will give me exactly after taxes.
Yes, it'll show all that exactly, what days you got paid for and all that information. The pay stubs will come out on Thursday. So next Thursday, okay, you'll see your first pay stub in that ExcelForce app.
And you said this is this will be approximately how much the exact amount for every week.
Yes, for every week it'll look the same as long as you cover all your hours every week.
Okay. And my other question is, in case we had another caregiver here covering me on Thursdays, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the other agency, and we also spoke with him yesterday. I don't know if he actually contacted you guys, interested on also switching it over and continuing to do the same thing for you guys, covering me here with Mr. James on Thursday. A guy named Jackson.
What's his name?
Jackson.
Jacqueline?
Jackson.
Oh. Okay.
We spoke to him yesterday and we told him that he needed to contact one of you guys over there on our agency to do the same process that I did.
Mm-hmm. So he wants to onboard as another caregiver?
For Thursday.
For this Thursday?
I don't know if it's going to be for this Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday,
for in general, Thursdays. Okay.
Yeah. In general, he was covering me for Thursday. So Thursday would be, my day off, and he would cover me for that day.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's not a problem. I would just need to take down his phone number so that our HR team can contact him.
Okay. Do you want his number?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me a second. Let me just pull out a profile. And his name is Jackson, okay?
Okay, can you spell that for me?
J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
S-O-N. Okay. Do you know his last name?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I do not.
That's fine.
Number 302.
Mm-hmm.
419.
419.
3959.
3959.
Yeah.
So 302-419-3959.
Yeah. And like I said, usually he was going to cover me for every Thursday of the week.
The full day on Thursday?
Yeah. Okay. And then, I'm pretty sure you can contact him and find out if he's still interested or not.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll reach out to him and we'll send him the requirements and we'll go from there.
Okay. Can you give me the heads up if anything, if it worked out or what was decided with him?
Yes. Well, I'll have the coordinator keep you posted on if he's interested and when he completes his requirements, if he is.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the help once again.
Okay. So you should be good to go. You're welcome. And if you can fill out a timesheet for today, just when you have a chance, so that we can pay for that.
Okay. And that timesheet, you've also sent it out on the email?
Yes. The timesheet sent out in an email. It's an online form. So when you fill it out and click submit on the bottom, it'll go straight to our system, and the coordinator, Valeria, will submit it.
Is it the one that it's over here on the email? It says to follow the link and I should click on the timesheet for it. Is that the one?
Which one?
On the email that you send it out.
Yes,
me, right?
Yes,
says,
that's the one. The timesheet form. Uh-huh. It's you click it and you end up on an online form. You'll see that.
Then you said fill out online, and then once I'm done, automatically it will be sent out to you again.
That's correct. Yes, it'll be sent out to us automatically. It's pretty self-explanatory. You'll just have the patient sign, you'll sign, and you'll put in your shift.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Right, so you
have another
one
question, I'm pretty sure I can give you a call back too, right?
Yes. So you can call Valeria if you don't want to wait until she reaches out, but she'll reach out today just to introduce herself, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Thanks for the help once again. Have a good day.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.